Hey, everybody. You are tuned in to Arts Underground. I'm your host, Katie Gannaway. Funny you should ask, our series spotlighting local comedians returns today with a rather talented guest. You may have seen them on the stage as Nancy Reagan or as Dee Dee, the overly religious neighbor. But in your hearts, our guest is known most of the time as Leanne Treese. Hello, Leanne. Thank you for being here.
Hi. Thank you for having me, Katie.
Yeah. So, okay. First and foremost, where are you from?
I'm from Marshall County. I'm from Grant.
Oh, okay. How'd you get to Huntsville?
Just moved to Hampton Cove, and, you know, it's the nearest biggest city, so always coming to Huntsville.
Oh, okay. So, okay. What occupies your time when you aren't making audiences laugh?
Well, I'm a speech pathologist, so that's a big part of it. And then I've got two small kids, and then comedy. Yeah, that's most of my life.
So how'd you get your start in comedy?
So I was in a play for Evil Cheese Productions and just had always wanted to try comedy. And we were discussing it, and we ended up going to an open mic night at Shenanigans Comedy Theater.
Mm-hmm.
And I ended up placing second out of like 15 comics or something. It was my first
Congratulations.
Time. Yeah, thank you. It was crazy. And then, you know, I had a bunch of friends come and support me. And then a couple of weeks later, Shenanigans put on the Huntsville's Funniest Person or the Funniest Person in Huntsville competition. And I was like, let's just try this. Casually. So I went to, I think it was like the very last qualifying round. And I was like number 9 out of 10 that made it to the semifinals.
Mm-hmm.
And then competed and then eventually won. Like I won the
whole
thing. Yeah.
Okay, so did you get like a crown or a sash?
I have a very nice little plaque. Or, well, it's like a little award, yeah.
Do you have it like placed in a really nice spot in your home?
I do. It's like right there by the TV and I just lovingly look at it.
You just admire it all day long.
I do, all day.
So you mentioned Evil Cheese Productions, and I understand that you have a background in theater.
I do have a background in theater. Mm-hmm. I did it in high school. I went to Sneed State Community College on a theater scholarship. Did not do theater, but I had the theater scholarship. And then I went to the University of Malavallo, which is kind of known for their theater. So I was just kind of always around it, and then ran into the Evil Cheese folks in Huntsville a couple years ago and been a couple shows for them. I do a lot of their, like, digital stuff, like their posters and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then also I've been with Theater Huntsville a little bit with their Rocket City Playwright series.
Which you have entered and?
I have won twice. I won the past 2 years with, like, I wrote comedies just, like, little, like a 10-minute little play, and then the people come out, the actors come out, and they act it out, and then it's voted on by judges and by the public. And, yeah, so the past 2 years I've placed first. So I'm a judge this year, so I'm taking a little break, but that has been a lot of fun.
And will you have sort of like a advisory role as well?
I can, yeah. I'll kind of give some input on what I think will play well because I kind of know now. And then I've also met like a couple of people through it who we've kind of talked back and forth and did some kind of writing stuff back and forth. There's a lot of good writers and a lot of funny people in Huntsville. And I don't think people realize that, but there is a ton of funny people.
Well, you would know because you're the funniest in Huntsville.
I mean, of course, yes.
Yeah.
You know, real, recognize real. So.
You're decorated.
I am. Very decorated.
So you said that Evil Cheese was kind of your foray into comedy. Mm-hmm. How did you get involved with stand-up in the local comedy scene, with Shenanigans Comedy Theater, other venues?
Well, you know, I won the Funniest Person in Huntsville competition, and that kind of opened the door to doing some shows at Shenanigans. The owners, Kimberly Wilson and Jessica Cotton, they are just excellent. And they've been, I mean, awesome, giving us like a place in Huntsville that normal people can come up, that we can try comedy, we can do comedy. I've done several shows for them, like Diarrhea of the Mouth, that's a good one. Send Noobs, a couple of other ones. And then I've also do their roast, which I think is my favorite thing to do at Shenanigans.
Okay, let's take a minute to talk about your roast.
Yes.
How do you prepare for those? Because you, like, it's almost like you've been possessed by these these characters.
Yeah, I think with just having the theater background and then the comedy background, I first try to think of who I think would be funny, and then I try to give them a voice, like I try, and a posture. Like, that's how I prepare. Mm-hmm. I think it's hilarious when someone's talking about something they have no idea about. And that's kind of...
A confident idiot.
I play a great confident idiot.
I stole that from Jason Sims. I'm sorry.
I love that. I'm going to use that. He said something to me. He was like, "That is so dumb. It's funny." And I was like, "Yes, that's good." But no, it's just like my first roast, I just kind of made like a character, just a random old lady from the north that had no idea what was going on in the world and just said everything wrong. And then I've done Nancy Reagan. She also had no idea what was going on. And then this past year I did Stormy Daniels. Mm-hmm. She did not know what was going on either. But it's so fun because everybody comes in and they got their costumes on and everybody does great. I mean, we had... You know, Sierra Moses, she did the Australian breakdancer. Mm-hmm. And she, like, did...
Reagan.
Yeah, she did, like, the actual, like, dances. She was amazing. And then Sci-Fi, he was P. Diddy, and he was amazing. And we've had people write songs, like Beth Ridgway. She performed as Chapel Roan, mm-hmm. And sang Chapel Roan songs, but to, like, current events. So it is a lot of fun. I think that's one of Shenanigans' biggest... shows they have, but anytime they have a roast going, I definitely recommend it. It is hilarious and a good time.
And it's sort of a roast of people from throughout the year that, you know, make the headlines a lot of the time.
Yes.
Or yeah. Events like the Montgomery Brawl.
That's right. Yeah.
That was one.
Ty Funny was the Montgomery Brawl, and it was the Montgomery Brawl, and he turned it into the Montgomery Brawler, so he was mm-hmm. a wrestler. Mm-hmm. And it was hilarious. We've had people be the rocket that was taken down
That
was Beth. Yeah. She was the rocket that was taken down at the rest area or uh-huh. something.
Uh-huh. The welcome center.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's just really funny to see what the people come up with. And then we had the roast of the 80s.
Yes, that was for Jessica Cotton's birthday.
Yes, it was. Mm-hmm. And I know we had, like, Back to the Future. We had Marty McFly.
Hulk Hogan.
We had Hulk Hogan. We had Dolly Parton.
What was the other wrestler? Dusty.
Dusty Rhodes. Right. We had him. And it's just, and it's fun because a lot of the comics, we know each other. And, like, we'll say, okay, I'm going to be this. And we just get so excited. Like, Ogre, he was Ronald Reagan. And he was hilarious, so I was kind of his Nancy, and we played off each other. But it's just so much fun.
Has there ever been any time with a roast or something where you had to kind of say, okay, I want to be Nancy Reagan. No, I want to be Nancy Reagan. Okay, we got to draw straws or something. Or has it been, like, very varied?
It's been very varied, but also I'm like as soon as Kim puts that call out, like, we're going to have a roast, I'm like, okay, I'm ready. Like, this is what I'm going to do.
And there's such creative freedom there.
They
too.
Are. And then we mm-hmm. have, like, they do one at it's the end of the year. So it's always like the roast of 23, the roast of 24. So all year I'm like, okay, who's somebody funny? Who's a good, you know, female?
So you prepare all year.
I try to.
Okay.
I don't know who I'll be for this year, but we still got a while, but
I'm excited anyway. Like, you're going to kill it.
It's so fun. I love it.
So you've told me that you are into stand-up, sketch, impersonating
yeah.
figures from the 80s. What flavor of comedy are you, like, has your heart the most? What's nearest and dearest?
I think the biggest thing, you know, my first foray into comedy was SNL, I think, like most people, like Saturday Night Live.
Right.
And so about a year or so ago, Shenanigans brought out that sketchy series.
Mm-hmm.
And that has been the thing that I've really, like, I got to write a sketch and then act it out, you know, did it for a couple nights. And
shout out KB Singer.
Yeah, KB. Oh, my gosh. KB's amazing. KB's our director. And writer and just overall excellent individual. It's like you get to write this and then you go through all these rewrites and you kind of work with other people, and it's improv people, it's stand-up people, it's just people that enjoy comedy. And that has been the most fun. Like, I looked back and I was like, oh my gosh, that was the most fun I've ever had and very fulfilling. And I got to do it with some people I love, like Ben Bowden and Taylor Bush, Charles Hood. We all did one together. Ash Kennedy did one with me. And it's just so fun. It's like an improv, but also stand-up, but there's a little bit of background to it. But
it checks all the boxes.
It does. It is a lot of fun.
So tell us about the first time that you performed comedy, when you got with Shenanigans Comedy Theater, the first show that you did.
So the first show that I did, I was so nervous. I just kind of talked about, you know, being a mom and my kids acting up.
This is stand-up,
mm-hmm. Yeah. And just kind of acting up and being silly, and then kind of snowballed into realizing that maybe I had a different upbringing than most people, and apparently it was very funny for people to hear.
Mm-hmm.
And so that just kind of snowballed into what my set became for a while. But now I've kind of branched out into, instead of being like a stand-up comic, I'm more of a comedian. I like doing
comedian.
Yes, comedian. Because I like doing like the game shows that Shenanigans host. And I like doing, of course, the sketches and the roast. So I like doing, you know, the more physical comedy, I guess.
Because
stand up, I mean, it's hit or miss. I mean, you go up there.
It's brutal. It can be
it
brutal.
It is brutal. Right. Thankfully, like, if you want to get into it, there's so many open mic nights you can go to. And, like, all the comics that are in Huntsville are actually super nice.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not like no one's mean. You're not getting tomatoes thrown at you or booed or anything. But, I mean, when you're up
in
there.
In this economy, if you got tomatoes thrown at you, though,
I mean,
it's free tomatoes.
It's free tomatoes. You take, yeah. You're like, next time do eggs, please. but it's awesome. Like, it's really fun. You can go. Now, when you're up there and you think this is the funniest joke I've ever said and it's crickets, you just want to leave.
Aww.
But you got to stay up there and you got to work. And
that's my time.
Yeah. Even if you bomb, like, it's still funny.
Mm-hmm.
Like, bombing's funny. Not to you, but to other people, of course. So
mm-hmm.
It's now, something.
Across all the different kinds of comedy that you've done, obviously you can't crack. Like, I mean, you can a little bit, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
But how do you, what's the secret to not cracking, to not losing your composure?
Mm.
Because I would fail hard.
Yes. I am bad about, I can't look at people in the eyes because then I will crack. But also, it's kind of, I'm really bad. I'm probably like the worst person to act with because I want other people to crack. I want to see if I can get them to crack, like,
okay,
on stage, which is not good.
So you present the challenge.
I do, and
okay,
that's not good. That's, like, really bad. Like, yeah, I did a show recently with Evil Cheese Productions, and my scene partner was Jeremy Woods, who's a great person in the theater community, and he was yelling at my character to sit down, and I just was sitting down as slow as possible, and he's cracking, I'm cracking. It was just the physical comedy of it. So I try not to crack, but I'm real bad. Real bad at it.
What was the scenario between you two?
It was a court case. It was How Not to Commit Murder 3. And I was the very upset mother of the person on trial. Her name was Mama, of course. And he was the lawyer, and he was, you know, Mama kept running up and saying, well, this is why my sweet baby did this. You know, don't judge her because this. And he was like, sit down, quit. You're in contempt of court, sit down. And so I'd leave and I'd come back and I'd leave and then I'd come back. And finally, like, after the show, Jeremy's like, don't ever do that again. Like, that was hilarious. Everyone loved it. But, oh, my gosh. So, I just, you know, I try to have fun. I try to be serious, but then I try to have fun too, so.
Have you ever come up with a character that, you know, you really wanted to bring to the stage, but it just didn't work out for some reason? Or that maybe you've logged away for a future performance?
Yeah, I will. It's so weird. Like, I'll get, like, a sentence in my head or a name, and I'm like, that's what I need to do. And we have a new sketch series coming up end of next month at Shenanigans. And so I'm trying to think of something for that. And I keep, I don't know why, but I want to do like a magician's funeral. I don't know why. That just sounds so funny to me. But it's just like,
ta-da.
Yeah, ta-da. And then at the end, he just, wow, I was never dead at all. But yeah, I just kind of start something. And like one of the sketches, the very first sketch that I ever wrote, it was titled Romance Novel because I love romance novels.
I remember that.
Oh, gosh.
The trailer park?
The trailer park.
Okay, please.
Yes.
Indulge our listeners.
So I absolutely love romance novels, like trashy.
The paperback.
Yes, yep. Russian, mafia, Harlequin, everything.
Cowboy.
Cowboy, billionaires, everything. And so there was a sentence in one of my books, and it was the guy, and he was telling the lady, you know, I want to smell your scent. I want to smell your musk. And I was like, that is the worst sentence ever. So then I kind of went to, what if these things happened in real life?
Yes.
And then it switched to, what if this happened to someone in a trailer park?
Not that, only a trailer park, but.
But like in a trailer, like not a good upstanding person. And I think that is probably the best thing I've ever written. Mm. And it's Ben Bowden was my Fabio counterpart, and we had a great time. But, like, I know there's just some lines that you write, and you're like, oh, my gosh, that was the funniest thing in the world. Because the lady I'm trying to get with Ben, and Ben's like, I can't be with you because you're comatose. And I say, no, I'm Baptist. And I am so proud of that line. I'm really proud. And then I always try to put in my writing, like a little nod to my mom. Like, you know, like funny jokes that she would have. And we love to say things wrong.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, that's the best thing in the world. And so I was telling Ben, telling Fabio, I was like, can we go to your yacht and the Caribbean and we can feed each other whores divorce? And he came back and he was like, darling, it's usually pronounced hors d'oeuvres on my yacht. And that's another one that was a little nod to mom.
That one killed. I was in the audience for that one.
Yeah, I was real proud of that. I'd like to bring that character back because she was.
When is the next sketch show?
It's end of next month. We're just now starting to write.
Okay.
Yeah, we're just now starting to write and get. I always try to put in my writing like a little nod to my mom, like you know, like funny jokes that she would have, and we love to say things wrong.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, that's the best thing in the world. And so I was telling Ben, telling Fabio, I was like, can we go to your yacht and the Caribbean and we can feed each other whores divorce? And he came back and he was like, darling, it's usually pronounced hors d'oeuvres. Everything together is going to be another stellar thing because KB's involved and Kim and a lot of the improv people and the comics. And, you know, now Shenanigans, if you're ever interested, Shenanigans offer so many classes now, and they're offering like a sketch writing class,
which HuntsvilleLaughs.com.
Yes, absolutely. Which I took that class after I wrote several sketches, and I was like, oh, this is what you're supposed to do. But they have like stand-up classes too, and then they're doing like a movement class now and comedy acting class. So all in preparation to kind of really get that sketchy series going. But yeah, next month, you know, watch for Shenanigans. HuntsvilleLaughs.com, and it'll have all the sketchy details on there. And hopefully I keep pushing for a roast. I'm hoping that Kim will do another roast because I love the roast.
Yes. Kim, if you're hearing this, I also would like a roast.
Please do a roast.
Please.
Like roast of the 90s, roast of the 2000s, something, Kim, please.
Y2K.
Y2K, Y2K roast. We've already written it. Please.
So Leah and Therese, what are your comedy goals? Like, do you eventually want you know, international fame, or do you want some sort of special on TV or streaming, or have you thought that far? It's okay if you haven't.
Well, I mean, you know, my goals, you know, they've kind of changed. Like, my first goal was, okay, if I can make it through, if I can make it to the finals of the Funniest Person in Huntsville,
right,
that's excellent. And then I did. And then I wanted to get on Homegrown Comedy, mm-hmm. which they have it straight to Elle. And I got on that. And so that was my biggest things. I've yet to ever perform at Levity Live. That could mm-hmm. be a good goal. But right now I'm happy with the sketches and the roast and, you know, being able to come and do this kind of thing. And mm-hmm. yeah, I'm perfectly content. You know, it's nice to be well known, but then when you're going to like a parent teacher conference and they're like, oh, do some jokes.
Oh no.
I'm like, no.
No,
or
thank
you see like your kids' teachers at the bar and they're like, the kids here? And I'm like, no, mm-hmm. no, they shouldn't be. But yeah, I guess that's my goals. Yeah. Just have fun.
That's the best goal to have, is just to have fun.
Just have fun. Not embarrass myself. That's a big thing.
Unless it gets a laugh.
Absolutely. Yeah. Then, yeah.
So I ask all our guests on Funny You Should Ask a few questions at the end.
Okay.
So we're going to start with, do you have any hidden talents or unique hobbies?
I can play the sexiest instrument ever, the tuba.
Such low bass.
Yes. Boom, 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 boom. That's my okay. only hobby. Well, it's not a hobby. I don't want to say that. It is not.
It's a skill.
It's a skill I can keep in my back pocket.
Mm-hmm.
But that's
for
about
a rainy
it.
Day.
Yeah, whenever you need a tuba, hit me up.
Leanne, what is your favorite dad joke? Like a corny joke, popsicle stick joke, Laffy Taffy joke?
There is one that my kids tell. What do you call a pile of cats?
What?
A meowton.
Oh, my God.
That, my kids love that joke, and that's the only one they know.
Who makes you laugh the most in your life, and do you have any comedy heroes?
The people that make me laugh the most in my life have been, like, my grandmother and my mother. I think they were hilarious. I was just telling somebody the other day, my family's very dry. I'm very dry. And I remember my grandmother would just say, well, I'm tired of everybody in here in this room. And she would leave. And so.
That, way to go, Grandma.
Yeah, that was just funny. That was just real funny. And, you know, my mom would play jokes on me and we'd see somebody like the oldest man ever. And she'd be like, well, I brought you here to meet your real daddy. And I mean, it was just funny things like that. So that's kind of, I always think that's funny. That's kind of my comedy. Now, comedians that I love John Mulaney.
He's
favorite.
Wonderful, yeah.
And then another shenanigans shout out. In October, we are doing a copycat show, and it is where the comics are going to dress up and perform as famous comedians.
Ooh.
Yeah, and so I'm going to be Taylor Tomlinson.
Heck yeah.
I really like
She's
Taylor
amazing.
Tomlinson. Yeah.
After midnight shout out.
Yes.
Like
so.
They need it, but.
I know. So, but that's coming up in October. So I'm excited to see who all everybody's going to be. And we have to do that comics material.
Oh,
so it's going to, yeah.
So it's a performance.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's going to be really neat.
You're going to do great. I know.
I hope so. I hope so. Yeah. I'm working on it.
Is there anything else that you'd like to add before we go? Ways people can follow you online, or maybe not. It's okay if
I
not.
I mean, I'm a very boring person. I'm on Instagram. I think it's Treese SLP, whatever Instagram is. If you want to follow somebody, follow Shenanigans of Shenanigans Comedy Theater. Follow them on Facebook. Follow Evil Cheese Productions on Facebook. And they're just two really great organizations that have awesome people in charge that, you know, I know them very well personally. And if you ever need a laugh, I mean, I don't think people realize how funny Huntsville is and how funny Shenanigans is.
Mm-hmm.
Like, their programming is top-notch.
Out of this world.
It is great.
And unique. All right. Well, thank you, Leanne, for joining us today. I really appreciate it.
Well, thanks for having me. This has been fun.